Hey guys, Will Durst here with just a few quick words on the announcement by Newt Gingrich that he plans to run for the Republican nomination for president. For all comedians everywhere, may I just say, yay, thank you. Come on, the guy's name is Newt. Never in the annals of satire have we ever had the opportunity to make herpetology jokes before. And rest assured, we will. The good news for Gingrich is that he ranks very high in every recognition poll. Bad news for Gingrich is that he ranks very high in every recognition poll. Not a lot of folks out there who don't already have an opinion on the former Speaker of the House that is solidified like frozen chicken grease. He comes equipped with more baggage than a Carnival cruise liner that has swallowed passengers from a crippled sister ship. You either love him or hate him, and that's his own party. To some Republicans, he's Moses for having led them out of the desert into the promised land when they took control of the House in 1994, the first time in 40 years. To others, he's Voldemort. Following the government shutdown and his resignation due to ethics violations, some still speak of him as he who must not be named. Dr. Newton Leroy Gingrich, generally considered the GOP ideas man. Not good ideas, necessarily. He specializes in big ideas. Sometimes odd ideas, like when he claimed his adulterous behavior stemmed from the fact that he loved this country too darn much, which some therapists might call a weird case of transference. But with deep roots in the evangelical community, Gingrich will definitely make some noise with his traditional family values platform. And having had three wives just means he's extra traditional. Run, Newt, run. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.